This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Statistical data has been released for the year of 2024 in relation to the ongoing toxic drug crisis occurring across the province of BC, even Canada, but especially here in northern BC. The good news is that the provincial average of deaths related to toxic drugs are on a decline in the province of BC. However, the number is still significant here in northern BC. Dr. Raquel Kling, medical health officer for Northern Health, joins us over the line today from Vancouver. Dr. Kling, can you tell us what we're looking at here in Prince George and what the northern region is looking like as well? These are two systems that are tracked separately with their own statistics.
Yeah, so while the provincial average might be starting to drop, you know, we are still seeing a significant number of overdoses in the north, and the north still continues to have the highest rate of overdoses in the province. And unfortunately, Prince George recorded their highest number of unregulated drug deaths in the last 10 years, and that happened in 2024. So unfortunately, we're still seeing a large burden of overdose deaths, which is very sad.
Specific to Prince George, those numbers were 110 deaths in 2024 compared to 92 deaths in 2023. And specific to the Northern Health region, if we look at unregulated drug deaths per 100,000 people, that was 70.2 in 2023, down to 67.2 in 2024. Looking ahead, are those numbers dropping at all here, or are they still climbing?
You know, with such small numbers in the north, it's hard to make any assessments of where things are going in the north right now. But while we're still recording toxic drug-related deaths, it's still too many.
When I was speaking to a member of a nonprofit group here in our community, Pounds, which is based here in Prince George, they referred to a possibility of why overall deaths could be on the decline is that although there was a huge spike in toxic drug-related deaths in and around 2016, the concept of diffusion of services, more intervention programs, and general awareness has grown since then, and some of these programs are finally starting to have an impact. But in our area, our northern region, those services are just starting to come online. They haven't really been around long enough to have a significant impact on the numbers. Would you agree with that assessment, or what kind of factors do you think are contributing to a reduction of toxic drug-related deaths in the province overall?
Yeah, I can't really comment on what's happening in the province. I do trust the opinion from Pounds and their team. They provide really excellent service and are well connected to people who use substances. So if that's their assessment, I think, you know, that's something we can listen to. But yeah, I do agree that, you know, we're working on increasing our range of services in the north and do have a lot of great places that do offer really good services, overdose prevention services, drug checking, and other types of services such as Pounds and other sites in the north.
Deaths resulting from toxic drugs continue to disproportionately affect females more than males. Is there any evidence or speculation that could perhaps begin to explain this imbalance, or is it still as yet unknown?
I don't think we have quite enough information. You know, everyone has different ways of using substances and different places that they like to use substances. And I think we need to do a bit more assessment to understand why. That being said, it's always important for anyone who uses substances to make sure they know how to be safe when using substances. So, you know, making sure to carry naloxone at all times, not using alone, and making a plan for not using alone. You know, using an overdose prevention site like Pounds or the Prince George Harm Reduction Clinic, if you're in Prince George, And there's lots of other ways available. And it's important that people who use substances know their different options and how to stay safe when using substances.
In your estimation, are there specific challenges that our community here in Prince George and the northern region as a whole has versus, say, the situation in the lower mainland? Is there any particular barriers that may be contributing to the larger number of deaths per 100,000 people?
There's a few things that can make a difference. So in the north, with our geography so spread across a very large region, and it's really hard to ensure that their services, exactly where somebody needs it when they need to use a substance. Whereas in the lower mainland, there's a large congregation of substance users. So that's one potential reason. You know, another reason you were experiencing in the north right now is the cold. Like, specifically, you know, when it's cold, it really does push people to use substances indoors, perhaps like using at home alone where others can't be there to witness or monitor for an overdose. Yeah, those are a few things that can contribute. And then, of course, something that happens all over the province is that we know that substances are incredibly toxic, and that's contributing to significant deaths everywhere.
Has there been a delay in substances present in the lower mainland, perhaps years ago, finally making their way into community of Prince George, and that is one of the contributing factors of the significant number of toxic drug-related deaths that we're seeing?
You know, at some points in time, we have seen that or heard that through people who use substances. But, you know, in the north, substances can get to Prince George or other areas of the north through various means. It's not just through the lower mainland. So it's not always true that things start in the lower mainland and then make its way up north.
Certainly, there are a lot of contributing factors to the situation that we have here locally in Prince George and throughout the northern region. What is working when it's coming to addressing safer use of illicit substances and just the overall reduction of toxic drug-related deaths?
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the most important things that's working is just how pervasive naloxone kits are and how available they are for people who use substances. And we do know that does make a difference, making sure that people carry naloxone and that it's widely available. You know, the availability of our overdose prevention sites also are making a difference in reducing overdose deaths. And some newer interventions that have been shown to be quite useful are some of the apps that, you know, people can use if they're using a substance at home alone or without somebody who can monitor them. It's an app that they can use that they could trigger the call of EMS if there is an overdose.
Many members of our community have reached a point where they are now really aware of this issue in our community and even our region. And some are motivated to help, but they don't necessarily know where to put that energy into. Are there existing programs out there in which individuals can contribute to help address this ongoing crisis?
Absolutely. I think the first thing that anyone can do is get themselves a naloxone kit and get naloxone training. That's, you know, a good way to show that you want to make sure that people are safe and you have a tool with you at all times that you can use to reverse an overdose. And that's a great way people can get involved and show support. Another thing that people can do is, you know, support their local overdose prevention sites. The sites are listed on the Towards the Heart website. That's towardstheheart.com. And yeah, they can get involved with their local site and see how they can support their local overdose prevention site. Another way that people can get involved is getting involved with Overdose Awareness Day, which is in April every year. And that's another good way of showing support and, trying to show that it's not okay that we're losing so many lives to the overdose crisis.
As far as next steps in addressing this crisis in Prince George and looking at the Northern Health region, what are some initiatives that Northern Health is doing or is up to?
Yeah, Northern Health has a great spectrum of services. They're always looking to expand the spectrum of services and availability in all communities. And, you know, just keeping doing what we're doing is what we can do to keep trying to battle the crisis that's happening right now.
That is Northern Health Medical Officer Dr. Raquel Kling commenting on the marginal drop of toxic drug-related deaths in Prince George and Northern Region, which Northern Health serves, noted in the Government of British Columbia's Coroner's Service report reviewing the 2024 year. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.